Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Tom Asacker back on the show. Tom's a 9-year, almost 10-year, very soon to be 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning entrepreneur. He has been a corporate executive. He started his own businesses, more than one. He's the author of a number of books, some of my favorites, including A Clear Eye for Branding. And his brand new book is called Opportunity Screams, Unlocking Hearts and Minds in Today's Idea Economy. He's our good friend, Tom Asacker. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. 10 years, huh? Wow.
Next March will be 10 years. How about that?
I know. It feels like 1 year.
I know. Well, time flies when you're having fun. But we're like
it
baseball.
Sure does.
We're like baseball, Tom. We keep up with these things. We have your batting average and everything. You know, all that stuff. Hey, Tom. When I was telling the audience that you were here, I was going through one of my little rants that I've been doing for a while now, on what I'm calling the second decade of the 21st century. As you know, Tom, you were with me when back in the early part of the last decade when I was trying to get people to get their heads out of the 20th century. And into the 21st century. But now, here we are at this point in time, we're on the threshold of the second decade of the 21st century, and it's not only not the 20th century, it's not the first decade of the 21st century. And I'm trying to get folks to understand that where we're going doesn't look anything like where we've been. Talk to us about that. What do you think? You agree or not?
Well, it's taken people a long time for this to sink in. You know, I mean, this has been changing, like you said, for the past 10 years at least. The whole idea, the whole notion about what business is, especially in our type of economy, a mature marketplace, has completely changed. It's no longer about cleverly doing things to people and hiding information.
And manipulating.
It's just not about that anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's taken people a long time to figure it out, you know?
It's about sunlight and authenticity, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's trying to figure out how to make a connection with other human beings to add value to their lives so that the both of you succeed. And that's mm-hmm. It's really difficult for people to look at it from that standpoint, and I just can't understand what's so hard for people to see.
Well, let me tell you one of the reasons I think it's the case. Because this isn't the way Madison Avenue, this isn't the way Wall Street, this isn't the way publicly traded companies have operated for the last 100 years, and it, for one thing, it's this what you just described, this new paradigm, which I think it is a new paradigm, is custom made for small businesses, but too often small businesses look to the big business model to take their cues for how to behave, and what I'm predicting over the next 10 years, that's going to completely reverse. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think that the small business, if they read anything in the media, shouldn't be looking to big business for the model, because
right.
Big business is collapsing, and they're looking for the model.
But do you agree with me? I mean, why else would a small business try to get into a pricing war with Walmart? I mean, that's what – there are things we can learn from big companies, Tom, but there are some things we can learn from them, but we have to be judicious about that. And I think you're right on the money with your book, with the focus of your book, and it's all about what you just said. It's about making connections, being authentic, and values, isn't it? Value has always been important, but now you have to put an S on that word, don't you?
Well, it's both combined, right? And it's also creativity. I mean, you see it all the time. People who are stressed out and burnt out and people are pointing to things like overwork.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I think people are bored. I don't think people are being creative. I don't think people are being creative.
I think a lot of the reason the creativity has dropped off, Tom, is because I do think there's a lot of fear still out there in the marketplace.
Well, what gets you out of fear? I mean, what gets you out of fear is movement.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're fearful, you can either fly or be bored or just hide.
Right.
Or you can fight. You can be creative and you can be passionate about what you do. And, you know, and it's so, I mean, the reason I wrote the book, Jim, primarily is to get people unstuck by giving them a lens, a way to look at the marketplace that, by the way, really smart companies, they have it figured out. They're mm-hmm. not telling anybody how to do it, but there is a lens that they look through and they say, how do we apply our ideas in this fashion so that people in the marketplace will adopt them?
All right, boil it down. Make it simple for us. What's the first step?
Well, the first step is engagement, and that's where everybody falls down. People think that today all they have to do is develop something that has value, and somehow it appears on people's radar screens, and they walk in or call or visit the website. It is not true. We're creatures of habit. 50% of our day is spent doing the same thing at the same time in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you just can't say, hey, I developed this great thing. Nobody's buying it. What's mm-hmm. wrong? So you have to figure out how to engage people and get them through that first door, which says, what is this? That looks interesting. I think that can add value to my life.
And it it has to sound like something I care about, not just another way to manipulate me.
Well, it can't be some, you know, BS attention grabbing
yeah.
thing. It has
yeah.
to be something that gives people a hint that there's value here.
Mm-hmm.
That you can help improve their day, their life, their work,
well, mainly,
their business, whatever,
you know,
it is.
Main thing, Tom, is what you're selling is not a commodity. Everybody has there are 1,000 people selling what you sell. I don't care what it is you sell. It's the product is not what's important. You've taught us that for 10 years.
Yeah, but see, not everybody is selling it. How you sell it.
That's the difference.
It's the how you sell it that mm-hmm. differentiates you in the marketplace. It's not mm-hmm. the what. And that's why I say opportunity screams. It doesn't knock. Because if you're going to go out there and say, hey, I'm going to do a sandwich shop, please don't do it. Don't do a sandwich shop. Now, if you say, I'm pissed off because there aren't any great sandwich shops around, go ahead. Now it's screaming at you to go do something.
Right.
But make it different. Don't make it, I'll just open up a little better one.
Hold on to
it's
that
not
thought,
gonna
Tom.
Work.
The book is called Opportunity Screams. We're going to try to get Tom excited about this in the next segment, if we can. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Tom Asacker is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.